WTAW News Time is 7:04. It's 49 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. College Station residents are encouraged to participate in three public forums hosted by a volunteer committee developing proposals for a bond issue this November. The forums, which are tonight, Thursday, and the 23rd, focus on the themes undertaken by three subcommittees. Chairman Rod Thornton says the forums follow four committee meetings.
We're really in the idea phase, and that's why we're not going to come up with any firm projects from our standpoint until we've had a chance for the public to talk about it, and that's why we have public forums.
All three forums start at 7 p.m. at the College Station Utilities Training Facility on Graham Road. College Station police have made four arrests and more are possible following an armed robbery last week. The suspects, who were after marijuana and money, got neither. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says the victim, accused of offering to sell the drugs, has not been arrested.
We're really in the idea of...
Even though the individual had been involved in an illegal narcotics transaction, it is still illegal to rob somebody at gunpoint. And so our detectives will be looking into all possibilities as it pertains to possible charges and arrests on this.
According to the arrest report, 18-year-old Morgan Seigel confessed to her role in the holdup, and she identified the other suspects, 18-year-olds John Callier and Nicholas Williams, and 17-year-old Tyreek Hayes. More information in another CSPD case we first reported on yesterday, where a 76-year-old College Station man is accused of slamming an officer against a vehicle and refusing to be handcuffed.
Officer received some non-incapacitating injuries, nothing life-threatening. She was able to return to work that afternoon.
Lieutenant Flieger says Arthur Wright was arrested following a traffic stop Friday morning on Dartmouth between Southwest Parkway and Krennic Tap. According to the arrest report, the officer, who stopped Wright for changing lanes without using a turn signal and almost hitting her patrol vehicle, had ticketed him last November following a crash for failing to yield the right-of-way. Wright is out of jail on his promise to return for future court appearances. On the 179th anniversary of Texas declaring its independence from Mexico, comes nationwide attention to a raid in Bryan of a group that believes Texas is its own nation.
The Drudge reports among those who have picked up the story of a Valentine's Day meeting in the Republic of Texas in Bryan that was interrupted by numerous local, state, and federal agencies that executed a search warrant. The news release states the warrant was issued by a district judge in Kerr County in response to a summons written by the Republic to Kerr County's court administrator. Don Ballard of Wixon Valley, Brazos County State Senator for the Republic, says the reason for the large law enforcement turnout dates back 20 years to a man who led a standoff, but before that was impeached.
Basically, we got accused because he was still using the same name. You know, we can't do anything about that. Somebody using our name, you know, but if you pull up on the internet, there's lots and lots of different people using the Republic of Texas name. For example, right here in College Station, we got a Republic of Texas steakhouse.
The news release says members lost tens of thousands of dollars of Republic currency and coins, along with members' phones and other electronic devices. WTAW News has not received a response to requests for information from the Kerr County Sheriff's Office and the FBI, which was also involved in the raid. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time, 7:07. It's 49 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news on the way at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Just like your home's decor and the paint color on your walls, the flooring in your home is an expression of you. At Zwirneman Flooring, our goal is simple. Help every individual client express their style with the very best in flooring selections, price, and service. Whether you're in need of carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete, Zwirneman Flooring can create a unique floor made just for you. Call Zwirneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.com. Express yourself with Zwirneman Flooring, now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
Valak is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do. Valak.
Have you experienced the Malik difference? Turn to the experts at Malik & Carrier for your heating and air conditioning, and we'll show you all your options for repair or replacement. If you decide to replace with a new energy-efficient Carrier system, we've got 0% financing with approved credit. As the Brazos Valley's number one air conditioning and heating company, Malik proudly installs Carrier and services all makes and models with discounts for military and senior citizens. Call 776-2222 or go to MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference in your family's comfort. License number TACLA 9262C.
Malik is making a difference for you.
Good morning. It's 7:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
The National Weather Service has a dense fog advisory in effect until 10 this morning. It is foggy out there this morning. It'll give way to clouds and perhaps a shower later today, high 70 to 75. Clouds, maybe a shower tonight, 65. Areas of dense fog will redevelop. Showers, maybe a thunderstorm tomorrow, becoming windy, high of 65, but it turns cooler in the afternoon. Look for sunshine to develop Thursday, highs only 40 to 45. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit with A&M football getting started yesterday in spring drills. A&M basketball gearing up for a big game tonight against Florida. It's their last road trip before the SEC tournament. And we'll get to more on the basketball game between Baylor and Texas that turned into a little bit of a shoving match. All that and more in sports at 7:50.
All right, so let's just get it out of the way this morning. First thing, Forbes magazine out with their annual list of the world's richest people. So there you go. For the first time, Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan's a rookie again. He's a rookie in the list of billionaires. He's a billionaire. Not really rich when you talk about really rich people. Because, I mean, with $1 billion, he comes out to like 1,741st or something on the list. There are a lot of people.
Oh, I'd love to have that problem.
I know. There are a lot of people, a lot of money. So I went and looked up sports just to see. Stanley Kroenke, who owns the St. Louis Rams, is worth $6 billion. Bob Kraft, New England Patriots, is worth $4 billion.
Kroenke's about ready to be worth more than that when he gets the team in L.A.
Oh, yeah. And Jerry Jones in at number 393. Yeah.
Oh, the humanity.
I know, yeah. Stephen Biscotti, that hard bread is named after him? Is that,
wow. Yeah, that's it.
Anyway. And Bob McNair is worth $2.4 billion. So there you are. As far as your top, I don't know, the Waltons, there are a couple of Waltons, not the ones from the TV show, are in there. And be the Walmart people. The Koch brothers, you know, they're horrible people, right? Their numbers 7, 6, and 7.
Well, the Uber guy's on the list.
Is that on the list? Oh, wow. Okay. That's pretty neat. Larry Ellison, he's from Oracle. Where's the Uber guy? Do we know?
What number? Hang on just a second.
Yeah. Somebody who owns Zara and other fashion chains is in at number 4. Warren Buffett's number 3. I thought this guy's name was Carlos Slim. That's how he's been listed
right.
For years, but today he's listed as Carlos Slim Helu.
So not a clue.
He's worth $77 billion.
Doesn't give worry falls on the list, but okay. His name is Travis Kalanick.
Okay.
Who founded Uber.
Yeah. Well,
the guy that founded Snapchat's on the list.
Yeah.
The guys that did Minecraft.
Oh, yeah. Mojang.
Marcus Pearson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's the main guy.
Okay.
Sorry, Mojang was the company.
And Reed Hastings from Netflix.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting. Bill Gates, $79 billion. There you go. I don't know how much, and you know, I don't even know how much he made this year. Let's see.
Nike still pays Jordan $100 million a year.
Really? Wow. Well, I guess he's still selling shoes for him.
Well, and he has 80% in the Charlotte Hornets, so.
Well, all right, there you go. So that's it. We got that out of the way. All right, for the rest of us, remember that you get free buttermilk pancakes today at IHOP. And I presume that the two locations here are participating in this.
It's for charity, isn't it?
Yeah, National Pancake Day. Yeah, they do this. Actually, I think they probably ask you if you want to give to the Children's Miracle Network. A lot of times, when you go in there, they just ask you that. But that's what the focus is. They're hoping to raise $3.5 million in this year's effort. They've been doing it since 2006. So if you want to go in and get, I guess that's like three pancakes or something like that, and then donate something to Children's Miracle Network, then there you go. That'll be a good thing.
The bacon's extra.
Yeah, it probably is, just so you know. Now, here's a lady who could probably pay for pancakes for a lot of people. Judge Judy just signed a 3-year extension to her show, which will keep her on the air through 2020.
Goodness.
Yeah, no kidding. Her last 3-year deal was for more than $47 million a year. A year. Okay. So this one's probably not going to be less.
No.
It's probably a lot more.
I'll listen to your terrible life story and pick a winner at the end of that.
Her show is the number one syndicated show on television.
Get out of here.
With 10.3 million viewers per week. And
wait, isn't it on while most people are working?
They're not working.
Oh.
We've been over this already. Come on.
You know, I've seen the show, a small portion of it. I don't think I've ever watched more than 3 minutes of it. But it'd be interesting to know who the advertisers are on that, wouldn't it? See who they're trying to reach, knowing who's watching.
Between that, and I want to know how much of those are scripted. Because, I mean, all those there's got to be some.
There has to be some prior knowledge of what's going
on.
But I like her no-crap attitude. And, you know, just, cut it. Give me the facts.
She's 72, by the way.
And she could beat you up. Currently,
currently in her 19th season, okay, it is the highest-rated first-run daytime syndicated show. So, in other words, like repeats of Jeopardy probably beat it or something, Wheel of Fortune.
Pick D! Say D!
Anyway. To appear on Judge Judy, real litigants agree to dismiss their pending small claims court cases from around the country to allow them to be heard as a form of binding arbitration on Judge Judy's television show. That's the deal for those folks. That's what you got to do. So what's the story about NASCAR? They're not going to let them fight anymore?
I didn't even see that yet.
Oh, come on. Come on, NASCAR boy. Yeah.
Now I'm NASCAR.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, hey, I figured you'd have that. I figured you'd be all over that. NASCAR will have new rules to prevent fights at the end of the races.
Oh, that's a load. They'll still let them fight. The television revenues, especially when Jeff Gordon's involved.
Only two crew members per team will be allowed to enter pit lane. I don't know what that means. I guess that's where they go after the race or something.
No, pit lane's got to be more.
What is that? That's somebody making NASCAR noise?
Yeah. I couldn't find NASCAR sounds, so I just searched Angry Bees.
Okay. All right.
Because even Danica Patrick got into it in Georgia.
Yeah. Well, look, until they bring folding chairs in, it's not going to be nearly as much fun. I'm just saying.
But no, over pit wall, they've got to have more because they've got tire changers and gas guys that maybe after the race, only one guy can cross
the
wall.
You're the sports guy, so go find the story. So,
I'm really looking for it.
So we can know more about that because we want to. Well, how much fun can that be? I mean, if they've got helmets on, you know? I mean,
they take them off sometimes.
Oh, to fight?
Yeah.
Is it like hockey? They throw their gloves down?
Kind
of. The goalie throws his gloves down and get into a fight?
They need to have like an after-hours demolition derby for all of them to just, you know,
That'd
let
be
off some steam.
It really would. That'd probably be a good thing right there. Just for that guy who, you know, got a blown engine in lap 23 and all that kind of stuff. Just get out there and get your frustrations worked out. Okay. In the meantime.
Okay. Here we go. Beginning this season, each team may only send two crewmen onto pit road to aid the driver and the removal of a tapered spacer used to reduce horsepower.
Okay.
It says all Sprint Cup cars on the pit road races.
Where does it say fight? It doesn't say fight in there at all, does it?
No, because they're reducing the number over the wall. They're saying that's what's going to reduce the fights.
Okay, we'll see. I still want folding chairs. So how about the guy... How about the guy who goes on the radio show in Michigan and that's too much sports.
And hammers Tiger Woods for being on performance-enhancing drugs?
We'll do that later. That's enough.
I was like, wow, and nobody's picked up on it.
It's enough sports.
That's just, I think everybody's afraid of Tiger.
Yeah. So, by trying to do the right thing, the co-founder of the social media service Twitter has been threatened by Islamic terrorists. USA Today reports that the Islamic group ISIS posted an online threat on Sunday warning against Twitter co-founder Jack Dorsey because of one of Twitter's rules that states you may not publish or post direct specific threats of violence against others. Also banned are any unlawful purposes or in furtherance of illegal activities. Therefore, anytime members of the militant group tweeted a threat or other propaganda using their account, it's been taken down quickly. So now ISIS has made a statement saying that their virtual war on the internet will cause a real war on you. Wow.
You have no power here.
Does that mean now will Obama call them terrorists? Because they've threatened the guy who runs Twitter, co-founder of Twitter?
Get out of my Twitter, bro.
Is that enough? Does that pass the test as far as he's concerned?
Well, he crossed the line. That's too much.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, let's talk about what's really important right here. Is that what we need to do?
So ISIS is trolling for the owner of Twitter.
That's right. Just so you know, it's 7:19. Lewis Pugh is a British endurance swimmer.
Ugh.
Now, look, there's a whole lot of things you can do and, you know, go do marathons or go do super marathons or go do Ironman, but this is just craziness, okay? Lewis Pugh is a British endurance swimmer who uses his feats of strength to shed light on climate change.
Oh, come on!
And other environmental issues. He broke the world record for southernmost swim, okay? That's the British people, they talk funny. He swam 1,150 feet in the Bay of Wales in the Ross Sea, which is a stretch of the southmost stretch of sea on the planet, known for its extreme climates.
That's where the Ross Ice Shelf is.
Yes. 30-degree Fahrenheit water. Air temperatures of 35 below. So he gets in the water to warm up, and it's 30 degrees. Why would you do that? 1,150 feet. Wow, that's like, what's that? Football field is
300.
300
between feet. The goal lines.
Okay. No, he did 1,150 feet.
1,150.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I heard 100.
Yeah, no, 1,150. Yeah, sorry, I may have said it. Anyhow, yeah, 1,150. So you got that goal.
Four of those.
I'll be fine.
That's just dumb.
Coming up later this morning, music for cats. We'll have that.
Is that really just for Mr. Downs?
No, it's for other people, too.
Okay.
This kind of interesting. A new treatment that delivers an anesthetic directly to the nerves in the back of your nose appears to offer significant relief to migraine sufferers. The procedure delivers the anesthetic lidocaine through the nose to reduce migraine pain levels by about 35% for the once-a-month procedure. That's pretty interesting. That's minimally invasive, I would think.
How effective is that on brain freeze?
I think if you just touch the tip of your tongue to the roof of your mouth, you can take care of that. Yeah, and stretch it. That's it. Stretch it.
Hello, it's Toyota's One for Everyone sales event. This is Jan.
Hi, Dan. I'm starting a personal finance blog, and my first article is about saving big.
So you're calling about our sales event?
Exactly. I want to let my readers know that they can get a great deal on a new Toyota.
That's right. We have low APR financing as well as leasing deals on a bunch of models, like the bold 2015 Camry and rugged Tundra.
I'm also going to mention that Toyota's got a lineup of fuel-efficient cars that'll stretch their dollar.
True, like the Corolla and fuel-sipping Prius.
And with Toyota's being so reliable, it could really save them down the road.
Good point.
I think I've got everything. Now I just need a catchy name.
How about the guru of greenbacks?
Well, not bad, actually.
Ah, the maven of moolah. The connoisseur of coin. Wait, the Duke of Wellington.
Maybe I'll just go with my first idea.
What's that?
Frank's Money Blog.
Yeah, that works too.
Toyota's One for Everyone sales event is on now. But this event ends March 31st. Hurry in today. Not all customers will qualify. See participating dealer for details. Sale ends March 31st. Toyota, let's go places.
Kathleen celebrating 9 years as a breast cancer survivor. Julie, 3 years. And Erica, 5. And we're celebrating with them because the Breast Center at St. Joseph has been recognized as a nationally accredited center, bringing access to board-certified specialists, 1 to 2 day diagnosis, a dedicated nurse navigator, and the full spectrum of care closer to home.
My answer to cancer?
St. Joseph. Expert care closer to home.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That's the service you receive from Flying V Rentals. If your oil field or construction site is in need of porta potties, man lifts, forklifts, trash trailers, lighting, or generators, Flying V Rentals is the only call you need to make. With quality equipment, fast service, and integrity in everything they do, Flying V Rentals wants to earn your business with their 24/7, 365 service guarantee. Visit flyingvrentals.com or call 512-466-2975. Flying V Rentals, your only call for oil field and construction site rentals.
Good morning. It's 724 News Talk 1620 WTAW. So how are you doing on this House of Cards? How many of those have you watched?
Just two.
Slacker.
I know.
I've done nine.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I'm such a loser.
Shocked you're in here at work.
I'm such a loser. Anyway, yeah, season three's out there. Just remember that. Oh, Downtown Abbey news. Downtown Abbey news coming up later on.
Oh, there's
this hour.
There's some ruffled feathers.
So that's we'll tell you about that. So a couple of favorite reality TV shows had season premieres last week: Survivor and Amazing Race. But what show is considered to be the first reality series? A lot of people say the first reality series was An American Family. From 1973.
That would be probably true.
Yeah, the show was a weekly documentary which followed the real life of the Loud family. They lived out in the suburbs. I did not watch it, but it was a pretty groundbreaking show. Show picked up on lots of interesting footage, including on-camera divorce demands from the wife to her husband and the coming out of one of their children.
It destroyed the family. They did a They did a follow up on PBS.
Oh, did
of
they?
That family
wow.
A couple of years ago, and it was really interesting.
Well, wait, what years was Little House on the Prairie on?
About the same time.
But those weren't the real. Stop it! Just stop it. Alan Funt gave us reality TV too, though,
sure.
In 1948 with Candid Camera.
Mm-hmm. And of course, Kids Say the Darndest Things.
Yeah, but that was a little bit different. Obviously, that was not something that went to that extent. But again, that was pretty groundbreaking television at the time. That was 1973.
The one that blew it up, though, was Real World on MTV and Survivor.
Yeah. The Real World, that's true. That's probably right. And those people now have grown up to watch these, I guess. I don't know. I don't watch these shows, so I don't know. I don't know anything about them. Other than they always have pictures of people in minimal clothing in the jungle someplace.
Yes.
Aside from that, I don't know much else about it. And
that pretty much covers it.
Okay. Well, and then when they got, you know, when they got the tiki torches going, I know it's the end of the show, that it's over. So isn't that all you need to know is when is this show going to end, right? Because you're waiting for your show to come on. All right, let's take a look at the weather. Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Boy, it's foggy this morning, that makes way for a really strange day of weather, because it's going to get up to 72 today. That's what happened, is the temperature warmed up a little bit and we had some stuff up in the atmosphere that came down to settle on us. So 72 for a high today with a 30% chance of some rain or drizzle, mainly after 1 o'clock. Then tonight we're going to be down at 62 and still have a 30% chance of rain. But tomorrow's the big change. We'll get up to 69, but winds will shift around. It'll get chilly. We'll have an 80% chance of showers as the winds shift, and they'll be gusting out of the north by about 20 to 25 miles an hour by the afternoon. Then tomorrow night, we'll be down to 30 degrees, and the chance of precipitation continues at 80%, so could have some rain, could have some sleet. They're saying no accumulations. And then on Thursday, a 60% chance of rain or sleet's likely, and a high temperature is only going to be 39. Thursday night, still got some clouds, slight chance of showers, but we're down to 26 degrees, and then we'll see some sunshine on Friday with a high temperature of 46. But we do have some changes on the way. Right now there is fog out there, so be aware of that, and it's 48 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Last week, about 2,000 union members protested at Wisconsin's Capitol, and they're up in arms about a new right-to-work bill backed by the Republican legislature and Governor Walker. It was the usual left-wing protest scene. They chanted, they marched, they called Walker to Republicans every profane name in the book, and then some. They were angry, they were bitter, but despite all of that, the union members themselves say that they doubt they will stop the right-to-work measure from becoming law. Now, they complain that evil Republicans moved on the measure too quickly for them to build up mass support. Even the drive-bys say that this protest pales in comparison to earlier battles at the Capitol when lawmakers were disrupted by thousands more unruly union members. Another problem from the union point of view is that their ranks have been depleted. Since Governor Walker's reforms have taken hold, union membership in the state has plummeted. Thousands have quit the unions, taking their dues with them. One protester summed up the frustration this way. You fight the good fight against Walker and he beats you. They beat us in the recall and they beat us in another general election. It's just apathy. How do we beat Scott Walker? They can't. His reforms have worked. Wisconsin's on the right track. And citizens in this formerly blue state are seeing the light. It's called hope and change. Yes, it is.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with intimacy. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-214-8537. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-214-8537. That's 1-800-214-8537. Call 1-800-214-8537.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 49 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the 30 Minutes or Less ER Service Pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. It appears flu season is coming to an end in Brazos County. The health department reported 44 cases in the week ending February 21st. That's the fewest since the last week of November. The running total from October 1st is just over 2,500. That's an increase of almost 1,000 over the same period last year. Republican leaders in the Texas Senate chose Texas Independence Day to announce a letter is headed to the president calling for changes in Medicaid. Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwartner was among those signing the letter, demanding Medicaid administration be transferred to Texas to spend federal dollars going to health care for low-income residents. Schwartner, who chairs the Health and Human Services Committee, along with Senator Lois Kolkhorst of Brenham and Lieutenant Governor Patrick, support Medicaid recipients sharing costs, paying for missed appointments, establish health savings accounts, and be employed if they're physically able. The beliefs that led Texians in 1836 to declare independence from Mexico are still practiced by a group formed 20 years ago as the Republic of Texas.
Billy Ford of Iola, who is the Republic's Secretary of State, says they're looking to bring back activity to when they had as many as 500 attending meetings.
That everybody in the world knows that Texas is a nation, except the Texian people. We've been dumbed down to the point where nobody believes that anymore, and we've just gotten to the place where it's business as usual, and as long as they don't hurt us too bad, we'll keep doing whatever they say do, and we'll stay in the chains and be their slave.
The Republic's getting another round of attention following their Valentine's Day meeting in Bryan. That was delayed more than 4 hours after officers from multiple law enforcement agencies executed a search warrant. Kerr County deputy posing as a guest blocked the only door out of the meeting room. Deputy was joined by officers from eight local, state, and federal agencies during a four-hour search where members had their cell phones and electronic devices seized, along with Republic paperwork and currency and coins valued at tens of thousands of dollars.
Some of the items had been released, but President Jarnicki has them in his possession, some of them, not all of them. And he said some of those things are not labeled. They didn't even give a receipt to the people they took them from.
There's been no response to WTAW News' request for comments from the Kerr County Sheriff's Office and the FBI, which was also involved in the raid. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A College Station police officer escaped serious injury after she was slammed against a vehicle during a traffic stop. The driver, who was arrested for assault of a police officer, 76-year-old Arthur Wright of College Station, is out of jail after a judge allowed him to be released on the promise to return to future court appearances. The
judge released him on his own recognizance due to some medical issues that presented themselves after the arrest was made. Nothing pertaining specifically to the physical nature of the arrest, but some other medical issues that had already been present.
Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says the traffic stop was Friday morning on Dartmouth between Krennic Tap and Southwest Parkway. Wright was pulled over after making a lane change without using his turn signal, and his pickup almost struck the patrol vehicle. The officer who was slammed had ticketed Wright last November for failing to yield the right-of-way following a crash on George Bush Drive East. In another recent CSPD case, four arrests have been made so far in an armed robbery where the suspects came away with nothing. Lieutenant Flieger says the victim had agreed to sell marijuana to 18-year-old Morgan Seigel.
Planned with her friends to rob the victim. When the victim arrived at her residence, he was eventually confronted by individuals, one of whom who had a pistol, threatened him and attempted to take his property from him. He indicated that he didn't have any property with him at the time, and he was told to then run.
Also arrested for aggravated robbery were 17-year-old Tyreek Hayes and 18-year-olds John Callier and Nicholas Williams. Tonight is the first of three forums for College Station residents to recommend capital project ideas to a 23-member bond committee.
What we're interested in right now is making sure that we don't leave some things out to get the broad opinion of the public within College Station.
Chairman Rob Thornton says the committee is looking for suggestions as the city continues its rapid growth.
We're all interested in making our community better, and the way we can do that is if we all voice what our opinions are, and hopefully we'll come up with some good ideas on what the city will need over the next 10 years.
Tonight, the committee wants to hear about city facilities. Thursday, the subject is parks and leisure, and transportation ideas will be discussed March 23rd. All three forums will be held in the College Station Utilities Training Facility on Graham Road, starting at 7. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 49 degrees. This look at news brought to you by College Station Medical Center. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room. And we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes. Minutes or less, because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi coming soon. So you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and luxury limo service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Want a new home without the hassle of moving? Zorneman Flooring is at your service. You'll be amazed at how a new tile shower, kitchen backsplash, carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete flooring can update your existing home. Zorneman Flooring can create a unique tile design or flooring upgrade made just for you. Call Zorneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zorneman Flooring, 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
Good morning at 7:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy local wine in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Visit peachcreekvineyards.com.
National Weather Service has a dense fog advisory in effect until 10 this morning. It is foggy out there this morning. It'll give way to clouds and perhaps a shower later today, high 70 to 75. Clouds, maybe a shower tonight, 65. Areas of dense fog will redevelop. Showers, maybe a thunderstorm tomorrow, becoming windy, high of 65, but it turns cooler in the afternoon. Look for sunshine to develop Thursday, highs only 40 to 45. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I think we'll get Florida's best shot on Senior Day. We expect them to be healthy and have all their guys. We got to go there ready to play and play our best basketball.
That's Billy Kennedy on tonight's basketball game, which will be live right here on News Talk 1620. We'll have more on A&M basketball. Also, A&M football crank things up in spring ball, plus a little skirmish between Texas and Baylor last night on the hardwood. All that and more in sports here in about 11 minutes.
There you go. Super Bowl last man. You know about this? Super Bowl last man. It's a little game that some people play, about 120 of them. Try to see how long they could go without finding out who won the Super Bowl.
Yes, I've seen that.
Newsweek talked to a guy named Jeffrey Doris Fitzwater. He spent 10 days in this self-induced endurance test just to see if he could not find out. Several hundred people participate, but it's down to, apparently there's some people who still don't know. So they ask, how did all this start? There was this guy named Kyle Wilson, according to Jeffrey, who would go around to mid-major basketball schools, and he would write stories about major basketball programs. And he mentioned one year that he doesn't watch the Super Bowl, and he has a little game that he plays with himself to try to see how long he can last without finding out who won the game or what the score was. He would expand on it and talk about it and how culturally the Super Bowl has become so important that it's very, very difficult to be able to keep that from happening. And this guy said, for instance, he had to have he had all his business emails. He had to be careful not to take any personal emails because they might try to spoil it for him. And, of course, there's always somebody out there who would like to do that.
Sure.
But anyhow, he was able to make it 10 days this year without knowing who won the Super Bowl. Now, how many people are out there who don't care to know and still find out? Because it is every place.
Yes.
And again, it's a social event, so you enjoy, you know, being a part of all that fun and frivolity and that kind of thing.
You couldn't log on to anything.
Yeah, it'd be very difficult. Hello?
Good morning. If I forgot who won, can I start playing?
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. You could start over right now, as a matter of fact. 741. There's a website that's called Raptitude. Raptitude. It's from a guy named David Raptitude, and he recently published an article containing 67 pieces of unsolicited advice. Here are a few. Ignore one-star and five-star book reviews, hotels, and products. The three stars will answer all your questions, the three-star reviews. Ones and fives don't. When you're a host, use that experience to learn how to be a better guest, and vice versa. Yeah. Reach out to people you know are shy. It's hard for them to get involved in social things without somebody making a point of including them. If you need to stop for any reason in a public place, move off to the side first. Everyone will appreciate it. If you miss your turn, don't stop in the middle of the road, by the way. Yeah, I know. We've gotten to the point where there are idiots on the road. Oh, I missed my turn. Let me just stop right here.
That happens all the
time. I know. Yeah. That's not on his list, but that just made me think of it. Ugh. Obviously, it's fairly common. Anyway, before you share an interesting fact on Facebook, take 30 seconds to Google it first to see if it's true, which is good. I like that.
Snopes.
Yep. Avoid arguing about politics except for entertainment value. By the time it's an argument, nobody's listening. When driving, pretend the other drivers are all friends and relatives. It makes the driving experience friendly and often hilarious. It depends on how you feel about your relatives.
I was going to say, yeah, that may not always be true. That's true.
Probably not.
Yeah. Learn keyboard shortcuts.
Ah, yes.
Yes. If you don't know what Control plus Z does in your life, it's definitely harder. Control Z, by the way, is used to undo a previous act.
As someone who often gets asked to help people with computer things.
Yeah.
It's so frustrating to sit there looking over their shoulder as someone goes to the internet bar, which has search now, by the way, and they'll type in google.com, and then they'll go to google.com and type in the name of the domain.com that they want to. Shortcuts make my life easy, but they make it very trying to watch other people.
Again, a little control. And, the other deal is they're making them smaller, and I complained about it here in the control room because they gave me a keyboard, that the function keys are smaller.
Oh, that's annoying.
It is. But and the thing is, the function keys do have true value. It's just we've gotten to the point now where there's so many other ways to get to what we need to do that that's how we've learned it. Hello?
Yes, Control-Z is wonderful for computers, but not for driving.
That's a good point.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, yes. I don't know if it works on XP, Scott, but a fun one I learned about a few months ago.
I know. I'll have to go and dust off my computer and see. Go ahead.
If your keyboard still has that Windows key, Windows E will open a new Explorer window, so you don't have to hunt down the My Computer icon.
Oh, is that right?
It's so much fun. It's so easy.
Windows E?
Windows and the letter E.
I'll remember that.
Yeah.
Okay. Until I get off the show, then I'll forget. No, anyway. Also, own at least one plant. They'll never judge you, but they do let you know that you're getting careless. Think about that. I mean, don't take care of the plant. It will show you. Don't act while you're still angry. Remorse lasts longer than anger. Very good.
That is good.
That's Raptitude. He did 67 pieces of unsolicited advice in the article, but that's just a few. Okay. In Lincoln, Nebraska, 21-year-old man pulled over Saturday night on suspicion of drunken driving. During a search in the man's vehicle, police found a 16-ounce sour cream container under the driver's seat. Hear about this?
Yeah, I just got done reading it.
On the container, the words, "not weed." They opened it up. Guess what they found?
Not weed.
They found 11 grams of weed.
Oh, man.
Well, see, but I tell you that to tell you this, because this is something that we do need to know. Utah is considering a bill that would allow patients with certain debilitating conditions to be treated with edible forms of marijuana. If the bill passes, the state's wildlife may cultivate a taste for the plant, lose their fear of humans, and basically be high all the time. That, according to testimony at a Utah Senate panel last week by an agent from the Drug Enforcement Administration, the DEA.
That's the last thing we need, a bunch of fat, lazy pigeons.
He actually mentioned bunnies.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
I'd like to introduce you to a man who saves lives almost every day. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Pastor Lee and his wife are humble people with big hearts. Out of their small home in a poor neighborhood of Seoul, South Korea, they care for orphaned, abandoned, and disabled children. Pastor Lee has a reputation as a defender of the defenseless. It's what led a frightened young mother to his front step one cold winter night in 2010. She placed her disabled newborn by his door and disappeared into the darkness. The baby girl nearly froze to death before Pastor Lee found her. And it was at that moment he knew children like her weren't safe to be left in the cold. Something had to be done. So he created the drop box, a special opening in the wall near his front door, with a heater. Now, late at night, when the family hears a little bell ring, they know that a baby has been left in the drop box. Literally hundreds of babies have been saved at enormous financial and emotional cost to Pastor Lee. But he's never wavered. If these children had gone elsewhere, he says, they would have died. And I'm thankful I'm able to help them. Focus on the Family and Kindred Image have produced a film about Pastor Lee and his outreach to abandoned babies. It's showing exclusively in theaters March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. To get tickets or learn more, go to the website thedropboxfilm.com. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free.
Wow, free? Really? Web.com?
Yep, and in just 7 days. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Web.com can build your website for free in as little as 7 days. If after 30 days you're happy with your website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the monthly fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased. Call now 1-800-535-8815.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels. It is 7:49. For the final time this regular season, Texas A&M men's basketball will hit the road as they travel to Gainesville, Florida for a date with the Florida Gators tonight. Coach Billy Kennedy said the guys expect a big game from Florida.
Our guys are excited to play. They know the urgency we need to play with. I think we'll get Florida's best shot on senior day. We expect them to be healthy and have all their guys. Finney Smith's coming off a really good game and having 20 and 10. He's a tough matchup for us. So we got to go there ready to play and play our best basketball.
Pre-game 7:30. The tip-off is at 8 o'clock on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Yesterday marked the start of spring football for Texas A&M. The guys hit the practice field in shoulder pads and shorts. They'll have to do that for 3 days before they go full contact later this week. Coach Sumlin said after practice number one, with the new blood came a new bounce.
I've been really, really pleased. You know, we got a lot of young guys and a lot of guys who had a little bit of success playing. And I think they understand, you know, what we need to do to get better. They've been pretty critical of themselves. And we've been honest with them as coaches. So, you know, the energy level's been good. We've got, you know, enough veterans here to understand a few things, anytime you have that and you've got new blood as players and you've got, you know, three new coaches, there's always some new energy.
Practice two is today at 4:30. We'll keep it with A&M football for just a minute. More than a dozen Aggie football players will show off their skills for the NFL at the annual Texas A&M Pro Day tomorrow. The Pro Day is closed to the public. Scouts and coaches from every NFL team are expected to be in attendance to interview, time, measure, and observe Texas A&M's 2014 seniors, along with junior running back Trey Williams, who declared early for the NFL draft. Speaking of the NFL, players received the franchise tag before yesterday's deadline. Among those getting that franchise tag were Cowboys wide receiver Dez Bryant, Kansas City linebacker Justin Houston, New York Giants defensive end Jason Pierre-Paul, kicker Steven Gronkowski, Denver receiver Demaryius Thomas also received that franchise tag, but a report from the Detroit Lions website says the team has declined to use their tag on tackle Ndamukong Suh. In the NBA, the league has ordered Houston All-Star guard James Harden to sit out tonight's game against Atlanta. Harden received a one-game suspension without pay for kicking LeBron James in the wedding tackle during Sunday's game. The All-Star and Olympic teammates made contact during the third quarter, causing Harden to hit the ground hard before he kicked a foot up at James. In Lone Star NBA action, Richard Jefferson tied his season high with 16 points in the Mavs' race past New Orleans, 102-93. In NCAA hoops, Kentucky and Virginia are still 1-2 in the Associated Press Top 25. The Wildcats received all 65 first-place votes again as they continue their march to a perfect undefeated season, the first one in 40-plus years, and they're sitting on a record of 29-0. Duke moved up to third, followed by Villanova and Arizona. We'll keep it in the NCAA, where seven players were ejected in overtime of the Texas 61-59 win over number 14 Baylor last night after they left their respective benches to join a shoving match between two opposing players.
Taylor fighting for it at midcourt, poked away. Whoa, 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 whoa.
people leave the bench. This is going to be a bad situation.
Three Bears and four Longhorns were tossed out of the game after the bench clearing skirmish that started as a scuffle between Texas point guard Isaiah Taylor and Baylor forward Royce O'Neal, who were both scrapping for a loose ball. Following in the footsteps of Johnny Football and trademarking, Jameis Winston has decided to do the same thing. Winston is the potential number one overall draft pick and has filed a trademark on Famous Jameis, a nickname he was given during his impressive two-year stint at Florida State, where he won a national title and a Heisman Trophy and only lost the last game of his 27 games as a starter. And finally, in the PGA, after a one-day delay at the Honda Classic at PGA National in Florida.
He runs around and taps in, and Padraig Harrington, a winner again on the PGA Tour. Grinning from ear to ear, and Padraig Harrington is a champion again.
And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care. For living assistant caregivers specializing in memory care, go to visitingangels.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Okay, so Jameis Winston is going to copyright Famous Jameis. Is that right?
Correct.
But that still leaves Crab Leg Thief open, right?
Yes.
Okay, very
yes,
good.
Yes, it's still wide open.
I'm so glad to hear that, because that will be a winner.
During countless hunting and fishing trips, Dad taught me about life and being a man. I've never forgotten those words of wisdom, but now that Dad is starting to forget things, I know that as a man, it's my responsibility to make sure he's taken care of. That's why I'm so thankful for Visiting Angels. Dad loves having Courtney around to help him with dinner, keep the house tidy, and just have some company. And he gets to keep living in the house he knows and loves. There are angels among us. Visiting Angels. Call Visiting Angels today to find the perfect memory care specialized caregiver for your loved one. VisitingAngels.com.
You know, we've got those general holidays where people do that gift-giving thing. There's Christmas, obviously, and there's Valentine's Day. But you may have a special day that's coming up that's pretty personal. And David Gardner's is ideal when it comes to that, because if you are looking for a special gift for that special person that commemorates a special time, you know, David's been doing this kind of work for about 35 years, and as a result, lots of different ideas have come across his workbench, and they've created some wonderful pieces of jewelry before, and some of them are really David Gardner originals that continue to last year in and year out. There's lots of different ways that David has taken pieces and recreated them and made them special for somebody, and they can do that for you too. If there's something that you see in the case that's a David Gardner creation, they can customize it, they can personalize it, they can make a change on there, because they do. They create so much jewelry right there at their location. Could be another jewelry designer that you like, and they can certainly show you the works from them. No matter what your price range, no matter what your likes are when it comes to jewelry, David Gardner's has a great selection. Plus, they have a staff that takes you through it so you can find just what you're looking for. And don't forget that they're an authorized Rolex dealer, and they have authorized Rolex service as well. David Gardner's, 911 University Drive in College Station.
Calls asking for help are still coming in weekly from companies with sharp copiers who've seen their service continue on that slippery slope downhill. Here at Texas Document Solutions, a local, debt-free, employee-owned company, we answer the call. We put you in charge. We guarantee service and support in writing, and that promise of accountability is backed by a 40-year heritage of customer satisfaction. No 800 numbers, no voicemail, everything local. Texas Document Solutions. If your sharp copier service has gone downhill, or you're being pushed to trade in your reliable Sharp for a Xerox, give us a call for a proposal to service and support your existing copiers or a proposal on new technology from Sharp using our Flex Rental Program. It provides total flexibility to downsize or upgrade with no penalty, no gimmicks. Call or go online, 775-5500. 775-5500.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
Good morning. It's 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Google, I don't know if you've heard of it or not. Some people happen to use it as their search engine. Well, how Google ranks pages when you search is probably going to be changing. And it's going to be a pretty dramatic difference.
Really?
Yep. Up to now, where a website ranks your search, it's based on factors like the keywords and the number of links from other websites. So as a result...
Right, so reputation.
Exactly. So as a result, you end up having these other websites linked to that. So the question is, are they trustworthy? And so what they're calling this new thing is knowledge-based trust. Google apparently has found a way to rate the accuracy of the information using this knowledge-based trust.
Hmm.
Pulls facts from other pages
and then jointly estimates the correctness of the accuracy in those statements. Now, this could affect a lot of stuff, especially because when you consider gossip sites,
yeah,
that would be a perfect example, because since they deal in gossip, things that may not be verified, they probably will fall because they're unreliable simply because the nature of gossip being what it is. Mm-hmm.